This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Excuse me. Welcome to another one, y'all. Y'all know what this is, y'all. It's your boy, Rawan, and we're back with Sparking Conversation, y'all. Y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And so you know what I'm going to do again tonight. I'm going to bring y'all another amazing guest, y'all. We're going to get on here and we're going to chop it up. And we're going to get this conversation out to the people. So, you know, like I do each and every week, I like to give thanks, start off the show giving thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast. I really appreciate y'all. You're all over the world. And like I said, to each and every person out here who has a podcast, who has a platform, remember, you know, the way these, well, I don't even know if I want to really get into that because, you know, so often I talk about, you know, we always in this comparison game, right? And in this comparison game, we be comparing ourselves to other people that's in the space. So whenever you're doing a platform or doing podcasts, a lot of people compare themselves to other people. Either they look at them, aspire to be like them or to have the type of reach and gain that they do, or they want to try to say that they're better than the other person. And that goes for all industries when it comes to content, like, you know, not just when it comes to podcasts. But the dopest thing about this era of being an entrepreneur and learning how to change your mindset around is that when you learn that the biggest podcasters or the ones that make the most money is because of how the audio version does. Now, yeah, granted, you know, the visual parts, the YouTubes and all these other things, the clips, the streams, Facebooks and all that other stuff, yeah, that helps. It does. But most of the time when these brands are coming and all these other things are coming to people, it's because of how the audio version is moving. That's how they really judge whether your podcast is doing numbers or not, because they know when it comes to all these other things that you can pretty much buy streams. Now, I'm not saying you can't buy streams on your podcast either, if that's what you're into, right? But for the most part, whenever you kind of think about it, that's what podcasting is. It's more of an extension of radio more than it is an extension of video. It's just that the video helps people connect with the, you know, the podcaster and their guests a lot more. And it gives you the idea of what a platform can be. That's why for me, you know, calling myself a podcast is one thing, but definitely I'm a, you know, a platform, right? Because, you know, I do both. Because that's the work behind the scenes that most people don't know about when it comes down to this podcasting game, platform game, that you got to do more than just put your joint out after the fact. It doesn't matter if that's not your main hustle. And you got to do all these other things, and you're a parent. And you got you look. If you're gonna do this, then you got to do this. And part of that is what goes on behind the scenes. That's what make more people give up in the space. Or they only rely on one version, which is the video version, right? That's it. They only rely on that. That's their platform. That's their podcast, because they don't understand the business part. Like, this is a business, and yeah, you could build it, and yeah, you got to grind at it, but you might have to take an extra step, right? So in that extra step, you know, you distribute the audio version. So for those of y'all that are interested in doing that part and getting it on the places that, you know, people get their streaming podcast, whether it's Apple, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Spotify, all that other stuff, then I'm going to have a link in the description for y'all, all right? Y'all make sure y'all click on the link. Go ahead and start for free. It's no excuse. But, you know, ain't no need to gatekeeping. I'm not going to gatekeep on my side, y'all. I want everybody to win. It's enough money for everybody. Trust me. Don't let nobody tell you that it's too much or something is something. It's a lot. They've been saying that about everything forever. And I still see cabs out here. I don't know about y'all, but I know it's mad people running around here with Ubers, but I still see yellow cabs. I don't care where you go, I still see cabs. So somewhere along the line, somebody ain't got no bank account. And it's thousands and thousands of people who still ain't playing around like that. So for all of y'all that keep saying it's too much of something, obviously it's not enough of it. Because if that was the case, these things wouldn't be there. And that goes to show a lot about what's going on. You know what I mean? Because, you know, y'all know how I feel on this platform about the whole separation thing. Now, you know, I said last week, they like to separate us in this country by the dumbest shit. Y'all know what it is. The three things, the major three things, race, religion, and politics. They use that to try to separate us in all aspects. Now, in order for you to be a free thinker or not, you're getting condemned for that, because now they're trying to put the black man against the black woman again when it comes to politics, when it comes to who's running right now. Like, y'all bugging. Like, look, I hate the whole man versus women thing. I promise you. I think it's the dumbest thing. We know systematically that it's been set up like that against our community for the longest. And I know I hate to call us that color, because what happens is that color gives us no identity. Right? It gives us no ethnic nothing just to be calling ourselves a color, black this and black that. We're not black, obviously. You can't look at me and say, yo, you black, and then put me out on the test and I'm going to get it the answer right. No, they're going to say you brown all day. But I understand that, you know, that's what they're doing. So now, because they say that it's a lot of black men who are not voting for Shorty because they saying that it got something to do with the black man and he don't like the black women and he da 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 da. And it's like, yo, that don't got nothing to do with it. Shorty not new. She part of what's going on right now. People don't like what's going on right now. They don't want to hear nothing about what you going to do when you could do it right now. You still got a few, you know, you got a couple of months. You could have been making all those promises right now. Y'all in power right now. It's not like they running, like this person that they running against is like a person that just won it because they got all the votes. No, Shorty got put up in there because fam was a ghost up there in the last debate. So because your boy ghosted out, they just put Shorty in there. And now everybody is saying that we against something. They weren't voting for them anyway. Yo, listen, let's stop being blinded by the fact, yo. Come on, man. We got to find better talking points. We got to stop. It's been so many things. Just in the last week, I've been seeing so many of these relationship clips and platforms. They really standing on this and running on this dumb stuff, yo. Like, yo, fam is saying, like, they say they don't want what's going on now. It has nothing to do with whether the shorty is black or not. And she ain't even black. If that's what y'all want to do, if y'all want to be technical about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't get that. We too busy wanting the first of something like it wasn't already there. Y'all don't do y'all history. You know, we have a history before slavery, right? Y'all know that, right? Or do y'all not? I don't know. But I mean, for all of us to have such pride in who we and what we look like, why we don't know more than what we are standing on? It's stupid. We should be coming together. It shouldn't even be all this separation from none of that. Y'all ain't seen the play yet. Look, just imagine this. This is just me just popping off, right? But just think about this. On just on the content space, imagine if a few podcasts that do got the visual part all put their content on one channel. And then they all work together on marketing and promoting on that one channel. That's with Reels and with the videos, right? Treat it like a real channel. Treat it like a real television channel, right? Like, This is the content that's on the channel. That's how we move around. Imagine if they did that and everybody marketed and promoted and brought it back to one space. It could be, I don't know what the number gotta be, but just imagine that. If they talking about things that are monetizing, why wouldn't y'all go get the bag together? Because all it's gonna do is make people go to your own individual joint. And see, then now you're getting a couple of bags. You're getting a bag from the group joint and you're getting the one on your own, because people going to want to know what you got going on your own too if they like what you're doing. And that's just how it goes. Some of these other people got 2 and 3 pages, 4 or 5 pages that are monetizing. Same person. So I don't understand, y'all. Y'all don't see the play? And that's why I like to have people on that can give y'all the play. And that's what tonight's guest is going to be, because that's why it's just so, you know what I'm saying? I'm so thankful that we even had the conversation for her to want to come up on here, because it fits right in line. See, I'm telling y'all something about divine intervention, or for those of y'all that are wondering what it means to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
In your purpose, right? And servitude of others. When you're in your purpose, you don't have to go looking for nothing. It attracts to where you are. And this is perfect timing for my guest that's coming on, because not only does she have the know-how to help you to get to the next you, right? But, you know, we got to be able to talk to people who got a proof of concept, right? We can't just have people that got all the information, but they don't do it themselves. And I think that's what's most important. So without further ado, y'all know how I get down. I'm going to bring my guest on and we're just going to get into it, right? Because, yo, like I said, it's a lot to be in a position to always want to learn, right? And I think you know everything. And get off your high horse and stop playing, y'all. We are not separated out here. You know what I mean? Like, listen, I'm about to learn just like the rest of y'all, but I want to get into it. So let's bring her up real quick. Let's see what's going on in here. There she go. What's going on, Sasha?
Hey, Rashid. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm great, y'all. Thank you so much for being on the platform this evening. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on to be in front of you and your audience and get this good conversation going on.
Yeah. Dope. So look, so before we get into all that, let's do this. Can you please introduce yourself to the audience and let everybody know why you're on the platform this evening?
Okay, so hey everybody, I'm Sasha Walton. I am a business strategist and the founder of SWI Management Group. We do strategic business development, marketing, branding, as well as event production. But I have a wonderful ecosystem between my company and my personal brand. So as the brand Sasha, I can say, I am the business strategist. I am the best-selling author, a podcast host, international speaker. I have a media platform. I have publications on medium.com, This Her Way series, Mogul Makers for the Fellas, and then I also represent the brown community with Lucha por tus Sueños. And so we're doing it all over here in our world, but I'm passionate. I'm passionate about helping all entrepreneurs, but I do have a soft spot for my ladies and helping them and creatives. I love creatives. I'm a creative myself. And I am just passionate about helping them get out of their heads to take strategic action in business development, marketing, and branding that increases their visibility, drives their business growth, and give them sustainable and profitable results. And that's what I do.
That's what it is, y'all. And so listen, I now want to give y'all a little bit of the backstory that's watching already, right? You know what I'm saying? Before more people pile in. So whenever we first had a conversation, you know, it was one of them things where she was like, I focus mostly on women. I'm not saying she said it like that. I'm just saying, like, that's the way it was, like, in the conversation, because we was communicating through text. And you know how most people do. They think they reading something in a person's voice when they ain't never heard them talk before. But look, I was like, oh, yeah, but don't even worry about that. Listen, I'm sure that we still could learn from whatever you got going on. So I'm thankful that you just went ahead, because you, like you said, you focus on the women. But the men need to know just as much, you know, too, right? Let's break some of these things down. As far as you being an entrepreneur yourself, what was your motivation into getting in this space in the first place, to being an entrepreneur yourself?
Yeah, you know, I started so many years ago. I've been like, I'm about to date myself, but yeah, I've been in business for over 20 years. And I started by way of just starting events, planning events, and managing independent music artists. And so, you know, I just started to just kind of get into it with the event side. I was doing it for a church I was attending. And then everybody just kept coming to me saying, hey, can you do my event? Can you do this? Can you do that? So I was like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and do it. And then on the flip side, I've always had like my personal background when I was younger. You know, I was an aspiring rapper. So I've always been in like the music industry and the music world. So as I was doing events, putting on artists and everything, people started coming and say, hey, will you manage me and all this other stuff? I had the know-how, all this, you know, everything that was there. So I went into that. So it was like a cross between managing independent music artists as well as doing events. So as I continue to grow and helping businesses along the way, help other businesses start and scale, work with ABA basketball teams, being a business manager, you know, so many different things. So my background educationally is in business management and all. And it just grew. It grew from there as far as the events, doing everything from 5Ks to conferences, music festivals, everything, stage productions, you name it, I've done it. Me and my team, but then I end up segueing into government contracting. So I'm a federal contractor, and for the state I'm in and federally. And so scale six figures in that whole industry. I was kind of thrust after that, I was kind of thrust into full-time entrepreneurship, but that's part of my little story. I didn't want to kind of get into it just in case you had some questions later, but kind of thrust it into full-time entrepreneurship. And that was like one of the best things that ever happened to me. And I went into government contracting. And then the pandemic happened. So I kind of shifted a little bit and came with a personal brand and became the face of my business. So I lead my company as the face of the brand. And so now I'm here just sharing the wealth of information, still managing my business, and I'm enjoying the people that I serve and work with. Now, like you said, I work with everybody. But yeah, I do kind of narrow it down sometimes. But yeah, I could work with men, or like I said, I love working with creatives. Creatives for me is a special place because they don't see themselves as entrepreneurs. They just focus on the music. They focus on the book. They focus on all the stuff and they forget everything else. So that's like, you know, it's a fresh slate when it comes to them. You know, and it's like they just really look for somebody to help them and give them direction. So I'm just here to help people. I love it. So yeah, that's me. Plus, ultimately, it was all about legacy as well.
Well, y'all, yeah, because you know, it takes a certain type of mindset to make a person shift into just betting on themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, so much in our community, we're not giving that extra, you know, boost that a lot of people may need, just in enough for the confidence measure to say that you can do this thing that you may not know how you're going to do it, but whatever it is, you can do it. And for some people that are entrepreneurs, they are self-motivators, right? They have to talk to themselves in a space where most people would say, you know, that you are all right, you need medicine, or you need us to go check you in, because why are you having a whole conversation with yourself not knowing that's how you process what you're going through in life and still push through. So what were some of the things that you you know, had to overcome, you know what I'm saying, to stay in an entrepreneur space. Because being an artist, I mean, you had to find time to write if you was in the rap. You was a rapper or you a singer?
Rapper. Back in the day. That was a long time ago, though.
All right. So, I mean, you had to find time to write. Did you write your own? Did you write your own
lyrics? Yeah, I wrote my own lyrics, yeah.
I bet. So then you had to have time to write, right? You had to look for the beats. I mean, were you doing all of that? Or, you know, trying to figure out which beat you like, how you're going to come across it or whatever? Or how did that work?
It was a cross. It was like there was a lot of times I just wrote because I had it in my head. It was always hard to fit a beat to what you write first. But then there were times where my producers that would give me beats and then I would write to it. But I just like being able to flow. If I was able to like just take what I already had and just kind of mix it up just a little bit to fit the beat, right, I would do that too. But yeah, I was more of a writer. And I was definitely not a freestyler. I was not a freestyler. I was definitely a writer. But it was cool. It was good.
Well, you know, most people are not freestylers until they get tipsy. And then they're the best freestyler in the world, because then now everything comes to them, right? Because then they free. Of worrying about being judged, right? They just let their brain go. But, you know, but still, at that point, you still had to kind of find the place to shift, you know, because not having a 9-to-5 or having that security blanket in the space where you're, you know, trying something is, it takes a lot of courage to do that. So let's talk a little bit about mindset. Where did you get that from? Was that just... something you was born with? Were you forced into it? Like how did you get to that space?
You know, I would say I've always had like an entrepreneurial mindset. Even though I wasn't like pushed at a younger age. Like I'm gonna just kind of go back a little bit. Yeah. I used to like draw pictures in elementary school and sell them for like 25 cents, right? So I was like, first hustle, right? Selling candy in school, you know.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, the candy ladies or whatever. You know, some people may know about that, the candy, whatever. But I've always had, I was always driven by that. And never really pushed, like had people around me to push me into it, but I always had that mindset. So it was always easy for me to like pick up on something and just say, okay, well, I can make this happen or I could do this and do that. But as I got older, and especially after I became a mom and I was really looking at these things like, oh, well, I know I could do these things very well. Like I said, I always had the mindset. But when that one person came and approached me about, you know, wanting to like start doing events for them and stuff. And I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's the know-how that I have. And I just go ahead and do it. And I was just doing it. Didn't really even have a business name at the time or anything like that. But it really helped to shape me in that whole business world. And, you know, just wanting to try to go out for other things, opportunities like getting into small business programs, things like that. But the mindset part is so important. I would say my biggest overcoming problem was two times, two pivotal moments in my life. So I've always had a side business and I always worked full time. So in 2018, I ended up being laid off. Excuse me, with a company I had worked with for almost 20 years. And so, yeah, so I was laid off. So I was like, okay, now I was taken care of or whatever, but I was still like, okay, what am I going to do? And I was in that right frame of mind because I said, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and put resumes out here. I'm going to go ahead and do that. And I'm going to go ahead and go heavily after government contracting. I'm just going to just do it. I'm going to jump and leap. And when I did it, I scaled six figures in the first 6 months of my layoff. So full-time entrepreneurship. People started calling me back about the resumes. I was just like, nope. I'm going this way.
I'm good.
And so 2 years into it, pandemic happened. That was that main moment in time where I would say I had to overcome functional depression. I had to overcome, like, even myself, because you know how sometimes you feel like you failed in something. And it's one thing, like a failure, it really grasps you. Like everything against you within yourself can like grasp you and be like, oh yeah, you're a failure. You know you're not. I know I wasn't. It wasn't my fault.
Right.
But I kind of got into that mindset. It's like, okay, it was more like survival mode. Because everything that I had built, nothing was coming in. Money's continuously going out. And I couldn't think resourcefully like I always had before.
Right.
So, well, you know what? I'm going back to work. Forget it. You know, I'm going to be this regular person. I'm going to go back to work. Now, when I say regular person, it comes from me doing like big time events, you know, 5,000 people, working with celebrities, all this other stuff I had done in the past. And it got to a place where I didn't really trust myself. I was just like, you know what? I'm not trying to put myself out there to fall again. And it took a lot. It took a lot. And then it just came down to a place within me that part of me was like, you're not mediocre. You know what your purpose is. You know what you're meant for. So you can't just stay in this place. So much prayer, resilience and everything, and persevered. And then eventually I was hit with a question. Is your purpose greater than your fear? Is your fear greater than your purpose? And I answered, I was like, it's my purpose. So that right there seemed like it just rushed every great thing in me, every positive thing in me. It just set me up and it was just like, you know what? Let's go forward in business. So I relaunched my business. And the one thing that I never wanted to do out of all the years me being in business was to like be in front of my business, to be the face. Like I was happy being great in the shadows. And I knew I had to step out. This time I had to do it differently. And so that's what happened. So when you talk about mindset, and this is what got me right here, right now, like I just say, you know what? I don't want to miss out on any opportunities that could be for me. And when I did that at the end of 2021, I started speaking, going out there, getting on stages, podcasts. I've spoken in California. I spoke in Paris, the Dominican Republic. Like I've been everywhere, books out there, everything. So it's one thing to allow yourself to waddle in that negative energy that can hold on to you. But when you know you're great on the inside, and that's still dealing with mindset, you know, you have to latch onto that and know that you could do something greater and better, but you got to step. And so I didn't want to miss out. And I didn't want to, what could have happened if I, you know what I'm saying? That woulda, shoulda, coulda. I didn't want to be in that place. And so,
But I can relate to everything you're saying, man. That's why it's special, because what most people do is that whenever we get into the whole entrepreneur space or we talk about the projects or things that we're working on, I think most people look at that as everything is up, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've had a person say to me one time before, whenever they were going through something, right? And then I was trying to give them some ideas or some hustles that they could do. And then they were like, well, yeah, I could, but that's not me. You know what I'm saying? That's more of your thing. And I was saying, well, listen, how do you know it's more of my thing? I'm doing what I'm saying is an opportunity for me to do. And then I'm giving you information that could very well just help you if you try. I said, the difference between me and you is that I try. That's the only difference, right? It's no different. But, you know, but that's the thing is overcoming what you've gone through before, because most people, they can't get the thought out of their mind from the failure, right? Because a failure is something that is more evident to people than you actually succeed. mm-hmm. right? Because we look around us, right? We look at this person may not be hitting this angle. Or we go through the things that we go through and we think that is personal towards us. Like God is punishing us because mm-hmm. people have told us that that may be the case or whatever, when no, he really making us like, oh yeah, you mm-hmm. looking at it as a failure. I'm not looking at it as a failure. I'm trying to get you where you're supposed to be. Like the path mm-hmm. you're going to take is not going to be straight and paved with gold. Remember, listen, I told somebody the other day, y'all ain't never watched The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz. They was like, yeah. I said, y'all ain't see how on the road that they was on was still terrible, even though it had gold on it. Y'all ain't see that? Road.
And everything along the way.
You see what I'm saying? But yeah. that's the thing. People want to be on the yellow brick road. That's all they thinking about, the yellow brick road. But they're not thinking about the journey along the road. Yeah, it's pretty. It might start off pretty, too, because when Shorty was in Oz, it started off really pretty and before she got out there in the woods. And then it didn't. It wasn't so pretty, but the road was still there, right? Paved in gold. And so I'm saying, like, mindset is so important. And I think, you know, from coming from you, right, like, with all the things that you've done, like, I think that's so important that you are not, you know, afraid to talk about that aspect of it. Like, listen, I failed before. I've lost before. I've tried before. I've won before. And I've lost before.
Yeah.
Because people only want to hear the win.
They only want to hear the win. Like, I have a book out, you know, it's called The Ugly Truth About Entrepreneurship, Keys to Managing Mental Wellness. I wrote that book based upon it's my pandemic story. And it was the things that I learned during that time frame of being still, right? And I put it out there. But when you talked about earlier about comparison, a lot of times, because we have social media and everybody is out here in business, whatever they're doing, whether they're influencers, serial entrepreneurs, whatever it is, they're showing so much of the glam that people look at that. So, you know, another entrepreneur is watching that and then they're like, well, okay, they're in the same industry I'm in. Why haven't I got there yet? So then they start to look down themselves like they're not doing something right because somebody else is showing off their stuff. But you don't, I mean, you don't know what the real is. I mean, everybody wants to show the glam of entrepreneurship, but it's a lot of grit. And I think that if people like really talk about and be transparent about the grit, then it make it real for people and know the steps they need to take. You know, you talk about the grit as well as how you made it. You know, that's what people really need to know. That's what they really need to see. And not just the glam or the after fact. You know, people always want to put out there, oh, I scaled six figures. I did this. I did that. That's it. You know, but okay. Is that gross? Or is it net? You know, you don't know. Is there a decimal in the middle? Like, you don't know. But it's all propaganda. It's all marketing tactics just so people can follow and get, you know, into their programs and services. And, hey, I mean, that's how you make money. That's how you make money. But at the end of the day, you still have people out here who want, that's their dream. They're hungry for it. And they're still, you know, in their mind, they feel like they're still struggling to get there, even though they got services and all kinds of things around them. But unfortunately, they keep looking at that person or those people and not the ones that are real around them that can really help them. So it's like a sword in that. Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing too, is that, you know, everybody's idea of success is different. You know, there's a person out here who is looking at, you know, the monetary gain they may get from whatever they're doing as their version of success, instead of really looking at it, which it's up to them, but I'm saying that you got the freedom to create in order to be able to bring in what you bring in. That's what the whole buildup is that I think people miss along the way. When it comes down to doing music, when it comes down to doing podcasts, when it comes down to doing films and all these other things, they don't want to go through the journey because they see the other person that inspired them and they want to be right where they are. Right? Versus looking at it from a difference. Now, we talk about the music industry. A lot of people did a lot of good things along their career, but they never made it to that next level. But just imagine if you would have, depending on the genre you're in, you might be wrapped up on one of these tapes. Right? Because, you know, there's a lot of people who just because of the glitz and the glamour and not the grit, right? Because nobody talked about that part. right? That there's so many people that people idolize, but they on these tapes, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of times, you've been saved. Like, people don't look at their career or the things that happen to them. They look at failure. Sometimes it don't be failure. It be you got saved. Mm-hmm. You still a virgin in a certain area in your life.
True.
Right? You still can say, like, yo, I've been doing something since I was so and so, but in a certain area, I am a virgin. Like, you can still stand on that because you weren't allowed. Like, God said no. When he say don't touch his anointed, that's what he means. Sometimes you think that you didn't make it. Yeah, you think you didn't make it in the music business or in Hollywood or whatever, like you think you're supposed to have. But no, you still got to do what you love. I still get to make music. Like, I don't have to chase it. I still get to do it. I still get to put it out. I still get to put it on my content. I still get to love it, to do what I love.
Mm-hmm. And to speak on that real quick, you know, independent artists got it better than those on the label anyway, because you have the freedom. And a lot of times, you know, most of them want to get to that label, but you're already a label, you know, so you just have to get in that mindset. And that's why I said I like working with not entrepreneurs in that case, but creative and music artists, because it helps them to think different. I have another book out there called Beyond the Music, and it's an entrepreneurial guide to help shift that mindset of independent music artists to say, okay, look, all you just need is to have a business acumen to make your stuff work even more greater than what you have. And you can do everything that a label is doing. You just got to have the know-how, and you just have to have the desire to want to do it and not just focus solely on the music piece of it. I mean, that's how Chance the Rapper made it. He's still independent.
And that's true. And I think what happens, though, is it's the in-between that people get caught up on, right? Because the goal is the end result for most people is the fame, not necessarily whether they understand the business part, right? Because fame is the worst drug out here, you know, because that's why they run to the label, because the label gonna make them famous. Independent may not make them famous, but it'll make them money. But they don't understand that, because it's about a catalog. That's why, even with the podcast, and I say this often, like, listen, if you don't distribute your audio version and actually put it on your, if you're an artist, then you should have a publisher, right? Publishing audio and audio work, right? So if you're doing podcasts, then you should be adding that to your catalog. So that way, if anybody out here take a clip of yours later, stitch it later, go over there, you still getting your joint. You ain't got to worry about whether you know if they took it or not. They might only have 10 followers and you might be up in the millions, but your joint is copy because you got it out there as part of your catalog. But that's the part about when it comes down to the part that, you know, being a creative, but also understanding how to stay creative.
Yeah. Yeah,
because, you know, most of these creators that we love, you know, the thing that took them out was their escape from the reality that they faced, not the creation that they was making. It was everything else that they was on drugs and alcohol. Now they're not here no more, right? But they were some of the greatest creators in that space. Jimi Hendrix, the list can go on, right? Of all these people, but the escape that they wanted to escape, they couldn't escape the thoughts from their past. And that's just what's really sad about a lot of people, is why they don't push forward like you did, because that's why I'm glad that you was even able to, you know, speak from that space. Like, yo, nah, I went through something. It wasn't just this, right? I didn't just get here. Y'all going to look at her link tree, because what we're going to do is, for those of y'all watching and stuff, you know, when I do the clips, I'm gonna connect her link tree in there. So y'all going to click on it and y'all will see it. She got it. She do it. Like, it's different aspect. It's all kinds of stuff. And, you know, and I think that's so dope, because as far as being a female in the space, we know that it's not so much of that whole glass ceiling thing anymore, because, you know, let's face it. Women, for the last at least 15 years or so, maybe 20 now, they've been the highest in, you know, college graduation and degree, you know, and all these other things, because, you know, men in that space, we've had to jump out the window or jump off the porch. Because think about it, most of us grew up in single family households with the moms, and they always needed help. So as a boy, like as a man child, like it's not the same. And I think most people wouldn't look at it from that perspective, because they would think that, you know, you're just a man, you're supposed to, but they don't know, like, yo, I have responsibility. Like, I couldn't just go out there and explore the things that I wanted to do. I had to take my gift or my talent and try to use that in the time that I had. Mm-hmm. I couldn't just get out here and learn. I had to take what I already had in me and try to capitalize off that. So then you have music and all these other things that people aspire to, basketball, football, because they don't have to think about that. They just have to do it, mm-hmm. right? Because it's in them. But if I wanted to build a little rocket, I need to go somewhere where I could learn it. I ain't got time. That's why I tell, this is what I tell people, the difference between your mindset, right? I tell people all the time, put yourself in the mindset of a golfer. Right. Mm-hmm. Whenever you think about you wanting to go into the entrepreneur space, because see, golf is the one sport that you really don't have time to learn. You already rich if you on a golf course. Ain't nobody with no 9 to 5 or nobody golf course. You ain't part of nobody. You ain't out there on no golf course. Remember, right. People talk about golf in whatever way they want to, but that's the only sport where you already got to be where you supposed to be to have the time to be out there to play it. Because ain't nothing fast about golf.
No.
At all. But that's the one sport, not basketball, not football, not baseball, not soccer, and all this other stuff that people talk about. I'm talking about mindset. The one thing about being in the golf course, I think that should be our inspiration as entrepreneurs, is the golf course. Mm-hmm. Not to learn how to play golf, to be able to be out there to learn how to play golf. I don't care if you ain't got to be Tiger Woods. I don't care if you ever hit the ball in the hole. But in order for you to be out there, in order for somebody to teach you, in order for you to learn, you got to have the time.
That's true.
As an entrepreneur, that should be all our goals, is to be like, listen, I got to get on the golf course. I'm not worried about everything else that everybody else is doing. I got to get on the golf course. And the only way for me to get to the golf course is I got to focus. Because once I get to the golf course, I don't have to think anymore. I'm here to learn.
Right.
And then they say most of the biggest deals in the world are done on a golf course. And I can imagine, because they got time to be out there and be active. And then
because you're in the right space where they said proximity is everything. So, you know, you're out there with so many other people that you can meet.
In the same energy.
Yeah, exactly. CEO. Right?
And that's that mentality. And that's what I think, you know, our focus as entrepreneurs should be. Not so much about what we could take from others, but what we can give to others, because that's where our value going to come in. Because all these CEOs, I mean, they may be ruthless, they may be cutthroat in the world of business, but whatever their company is in the place of serving, especially if they're selling.
Yeah, and if they're the type of CEO that believe in giving, you know, and have, and they're heart centered, you know, when you give, it's going to come back anyway. You know, it's the law of reciprocity. So, right. You know, when you understand that, and I think a lot of times people fail to like really look at that part, because it can be so driven about, okay, I have to make these price points for my products. I have to get it out here for my service, and I need to make sure this is this, because, you know, I mean, to be honest, like, people have their own goals, like not just a goal for their business, but what if their business, they went into business to help make money to pay bills in a household, you know, sometimes that's just real too. And, you know, so people could get so focused on what that other agenda is alongside with going, you know, growing your business. And they don't think about, like, if I add a giving process to it, how much more value am I giving, number one? But also, how much more is going to come back to me, because I have my heart open enough through my services, through my products that I can give. Now, I'm not saying, like, if anybody's out there, they might be like, does she just want us to give everything away and discounts? Nah, sometimes you could have your own strategy, but then have a second one on top of that. You know, like I know for myself, I have products and services. Well, I have mainly services. So I have services out there. I have services to meet the needs for my needs. I have services out there that's going to, it's priced in a way that would meet an entrepreneur's need who was on a budget. You know, so it's like when you can be versatile in that space, I can have high tickets. I can have, I'd rather serve everyone. Some people look at it like, oh, you should just have only high ticket offers out there. Get the quality, get the value of maybe five people at the higher amount. But right. I feel like they are the majority in this entrepreneurial game. The minority. I feel like the majority of the entrepreneurs out here are still the ones who are bootstrapping, still the ones who are on that budget. They're still working and pulling that money from their job to support their business. And then their business money is going back paying the bill. Like, I really believe that's the majority of the people. So to me, that's when it comes to, you know, you have to ask yourself, do you want to do a qualitative approach or a quantitative approach? For me, I would say quantitative, because if I could get those people served, I'm not giving my services for free, but at least I can set something that's within your budget. I can still tap into you. And if it works, I have you as a client, right? I can get you a lot of numbers and still make that amount. You know, so it's like, oh, I can still have the other side. So some people just kind of like, I know it has to fit for whatever everyone's comfortable with. But at the end of the day, I do believe that the majority of the people who are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners, those who are still within that 0 to 5 years of their business, they're still bootstrapping. They're still trying to find out how to get business credit without income, you know, business loans, grants, and everything. So, you know, that's the real part about it. And that's the part no one talks about.
Yeah, because survival mode, right? That's something that we often face with in our community so much, is being in survival mode, right? That forces us, not sometimes that survival mode can force you into your purpose, because God has a way of putting you where you need to be. Like, some people will still fight against it, but he will keep telling you, you're all right, you're not going to get comfortable at this job, but you need to be at this job. But then there's somebody who say, I ain't going to work no 9 to 5. I'm just going to thug it out. But they put all the responsibility on other people, and they wear their sources out so thin that, you know, by the time they do make it, they done messed up so many relationships, right?
Yeah.
Because people be struggling on their own as well, too, but they got a heart. And I think that as an entrepreneur, you know, consideration, you know, it's almost like this thing, right? It's like a sense of entitlement that a lot of people have, because I know, like, even for my platform, right? Like, my platform, I don't charge, I don't do none of that other stuff, and I'm always going to leave it open no matter how much it grows. But the one thing that I want to make sure that my guests understand is that the consistency of what I'm going to do to keep marketing the program, because it's always going to lead somebody back to our conversation. I'm on tonight is episode 104, and I be seeing that people be going back watching episode 3 and 2. And so as much as, because I'm still as consistent as possible. So sometimes what you got to give is your time more than, you know, it may be just a service, right? Like, I'm not offering people, you know, I'm giving you the time and saying, like, yo, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you used to be, or anything that is in a creative space, hey, come on. But if you're not in a creative space, let's have a conversation too, because I've had people on here who are dealing with the police, or, you know, moms who lost their children due to police brutality, or I've had the sheriff on here who was one of the ones that only got it, that was indicted for a RICO charge, or I have, you know, people who are actually in prison calling me from prison on the show because they are in there wrongly accused, and some of them got life in prison and they still fighting it. I've been talking to everyone on this platform, right? And I'm saying that the give back part that most people got to understand is that, you know, sometimes people are giving you the opportunity. Now, what are you going to do with it on the end? Like, whenever I finish with the show, not you personally, I'm saying what I do to people. It's like, oh, when the show is over, I'm going to clip it up. I'm going to tag you in it. Now, if you don't share these clips on Facebook, on Instagram, on because they all they're gonna be there. TikTok fan base, mm-hmm. all these other things. If you don't share it, then that's on you. Because mm-hmm. I've taken the time to have a conversation with you. I've taken the time to edit it. I've taken the time to market and promote it for you and me too as well, right? But yeah, I'm doing that. So for you, the least you could do is market yourself. You know,
yeah, absolutely. It may help me,
but it's going to help you because then it's like, yo, if anybody wanted to know who you are as a person, I'm having a conversation with you. That's why I will interview people, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So they, you know, your business can be, you know, like you the face of your brand now, right? Mm-hmm. So now when people see your face, it'll be like, oh yeah, that's not the girl who's on, you know, she ain't just trying to sell me a service or, you know, oh wow, she's a mom. Oh wow, she went through some things. Oh man, mm-hmm. she has things for this person and that person. Oh, she had government contracts because most people don't know about the, you know, how to go get your number in order for you to apply for, like most people don't know about these things, yeah. right?
And
the reason why I know because I have the number and I've been, you know, doing all these, but that's the thing, it's always about mm-hmm. what information we could give out. And see, that's like you just said, I got the plug. So if y'all want to know how to get into the business of trying to get your government contract, because there's a lot of them out there right now.
It's a lot. It's always a lot.
It's a lot in transportation. It's a lot in
your truck driver.
Pharmaceuticals. It's a lot mm-hmm. of different ones out there right now if that's what you want to do. But you don't have the information, right? Because you want to be a rapper or you want to be a singer or you want to be this. And we get that. Do that. But don't stress your mother in the mouth or your aunt out. Mm-hmm. Or don't just sleep on the couch all the time because the couch going to start being musty. Go ahead out here and get something else that you can do to get you some paper so that way you're not in survival mode. And the same thing about being an entrepreneur. Don't be afraid to have a couple of hustles while you're building your business. Because you may have to give more than you get in the beginning. Like, come on, you got a market. Like, you're going to give it away. I don't care how much money you're making in the beginning of your business. You're going to give it away because you got to promote.
You got to promote. And a lot of people forget that, you know, or they think it's just, oh, let me get on social media only. You know, you want to tap into all aspects of marketing.
Networking is that.
Oh, social media. Yes, networking.
Group, you know, how they have audio rooms on fan mm-hmm. base or on Clubhouse and all these other places.
Yeah.
Getting them.
Be on other people's platforms know. Like what we're doing right now.
Exactly, because you have your own platform too, and we're going to talk about that too because I want people to know more about all the other services that you do. So on your platform, first of all, what's the name of your podcast and what do y'all normally, you know, talk about or how y'all get down on your journey?
Yeah, so it's According to Sasha podcast, and I highlight entrepreneurs. So I interview entrepreneurs, creatives, speakers, artists, writers, whoever, you know. To me, everything is a form of business. So in any industry, the foundation is business. So you got to have some type of business in order to do what you do. So, so I do the interviews on that. I have a couple of my own, you know, talks out there. That's what we do. It's on Thursday nights. Well, I'm on an off season right now, so I'll come back in March 2025. But it's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's what we do at According to Sasha podcast.
That's dope. So hopefully I get an invite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you get on there and chop it up on your joint. And I'm hoping people who watching and watch the playback will, you know, reach out to you when you start mm-hmm. your next season up.
And I like what you said about your platform because I do mine exactly the same way. It's free to come on my platform. Like I was always like, you know, to me, I believe in leveraging platforms. So that's why I have so many of them that still is in my ecosystem. And I use them as marketing opportunities. I use them as networking opportunities. And, you know, but I don't charge people to be on it. I do monetize it with the media part of it. Like if you want to download, if you want, like I have a magazine, I'll attach the magazine to it with your podcast, but you know, I don't really charge for you to be on it at all. So, and it's just a way of giving back. I really believe on the SEO marketing and you having your stuff out there. And if it's another piece of content that you can have out there when people go to vet you, if they Google you or whatever, then you have that out there with our podcast or any of our media platforms. So it's just a way of helping each other.
Yeah. You know, even through affiliate marketing, or if you have your own merch and all these other things, like, that's a given. I don't think anybody that becomes a guest on somebody else's platform should worry about that part, right? Yeah. The main thing is that these people are allowing you to get your message out there, and it also allows you to have more content for yourself too, as well, for you to market your business, right? Because that's what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, it's a thing when it comes down to marketing your business. It don't matter what it is. I mean, from whatever industry you're in, because if McDonald's still do commercials and they everywhere on every corner, on, you know, in every city and every, if they still do commercials, then you as an average person got to market every day. So having like platforms and being able to talk and not being all about the money. And that's the one thing about the entrepreneur, you know, you got to get out the mindset about the dollar amount, because then you're going to limit yourself. Because if your goal is to become wealthy, then, you know, for every person that I've ever studied, from the Earl Nightingales, or you go all the way back to the Rockefellers, and you bring it all the way up to the people that are now, they got multiple streams of income. They don't have just this one thing. I'm sorry, y'all. It's no one trick ponies in the billionaire section. I promise y'all. Warren Buffett, I don't care who they are. If you go check out their portfolio, because when you get to a certain place, they put your joint public. Right. And you go check out what they're doing and you'll see not one of them have one stream of income. Not one. So the fact that you want whatever you're doing to be that thing that takes you out of here, you may have to put yourself in a position to realize that that's a part of your puzzle.
Yeah.
It ain't the whole puzzle. It ain't the whole picture. You're going to have to hustle. You're going to have to pick up a side hustle. You're going to have to get something to sell. You're going to have to, I mean, don't sell yourself, but you're going to have to find something to sell, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to find something that you can help supplement. Or, yo, if you're doing music, yo, my bad. Your audience, you might have to do Uber. Hey, yo, my man, check this out. Can I play something for you real quick? Let me know your honest opinion. I don't care what you got to do, but you got to figure out a way where you can hustle and still market. You got to be strategic with it, but you cannot bum your way to success. And I just want a lot of entrepreneurs to understand that one part, because like you said, you know, there is a part of giving. But you are running a business. They can't just come and be like, yo, all these services, can I get one for the now? Look, you want to come on the platform and talk about your journey? I'll let you do that. But you know, I can't get in the business of giving you my services for free. That's not what this is about. This is about a business. We got to support each other. So if you can't support us on the monetary end, support us on what costs us, which is marketing. So share the shit, be active on social media. And don't just tell everybody what you ate. Nobody cares anyway. Some of y'all plates look terrible. I don't know what y'all be thinking about showing that shit up. But you know, I'm just being honest, like in the sense of, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's the mindset. I just want to always, you know, make sure that all the entrepreneurs that come on my platform, people that watch back, like, look, all the people that's sitting there scared the AI about to take their joint. I'm saying to y'all, if you change your mindset, you change the situation. Learn AI now so that way you can make money. If you don't want to do nothing with it, learn how to invest in AI right now so that way whenever it do jump all the way out the window, you ain't got to go work for nobody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, since you were talking about AI, I mean, you can always make it work for you, you know, especially if you're going into entrepreneurship or if you're already in it. I mean, there's so many things that you could do with like ChatGPT and help you to maybe brainstorm or help you to devise a outline for something, or, you know, show you how you can make your own guide for if you're thinking about some kind of service you want to put out there. Like it can be a time saver in so many ways if you utilize AI to work.
And not be scared. Exactly. and be willing to learn. Like, stop. Like, it's okay to say you don't know everything. I know it's hard for some people to just really get out the mindset like they don't know everything, but it's okay to get out here and still be willing to learn. And the one thing about AI to help out in all industries, if you are willing to learn it. Right, I had a guest on last week who that's what they do. They come up with apps, AI, they do cloud, they do service. It's crazy with the things that you could do, but sometimes if your thought, your imagination for a certain industry can help you develop something. Working on a couple of things myself, and I think, you know, being open as an entrepreneur to like love what it is that you feel like is your thing, but also being open to understand that, you know, you're not a one-trick pony. I get it. So many people tell us in our lives to just focus on one thing at a time, but most of us can walk and chew gum at the same time. I mean, it's a thing. It's called prioritizing. But listen, if you can multitask on other things, then you can be able to multitask in your life.
I tell people all the time, like, I don't believe like that whole narrative, niche down, niche down. I don't believe in niching down. I believe in niching accordingly. So, you know, as long as what you're doing, if you're doing multiple things and it still supports your overall goal, you know, and it still supports your overall message as an entrepreneur, why not? I don't believe in leaving money on the table. If you're skilled at something and you know it like the back of your hand, why not? If it is something that you can incorporate in your business, I'm not saying like, you know, to confuse people, like you're catering one day and then doing hair the next. You know, but if it's something that complements everything else that you do, then why do it? You know, so like, for example, you know, some people, like I speak, you know, I go out here, I speak in platforms and stuff. And some people might be like, oh, just focus on one story, focus on one message. I'm like, no, I don't do that. Because if I can get on a platform, talk about government contracting, because I've done that, I've been successful, I'm going to talk about it. If I'm an advocate for mental health and entrepreneurship, I'm a business strategist. I'm not a mental therapist or anything like that.
Right.
But I talk about it because that's part of my story. You know, so when you have something that's a part of you, like a given part of you, and you know that you can support it with everything that you have, and you're not talking crazy, now you're not going to be like just leading people astray or whatever. And if you can incorporate it, tie it in, it might be something you might have to prioritize. But it's not saying that you can't do it. You have to look at what you can, you know, cannot do at the same time. But if you have somewhere and you get to a place where you can have a team and you got your team working on things, and that way you can start having different multiple streams of income on your own and not trying to get all in, you know, I mean, it's nothing against network marketing, but that's what that is. And that's what they teach.
Yeah.
Have it for yourself.
You know, but so I think that's the thing, though, right? Like the whole come together thing and not be separated and not keep looking at petty differences that cause us to mentally not be in a space where we could work together, because there's always somebody worried about what somebody else is going to take from them versus what we going to eat, what we can put together. Because, look, you know, in so many instances, you know, there's so many different businesses and industries that they may not do the same thing, but we can all work together, right? Yeah. So coming up in 2025, I have a thing called the LLC Luncheon, right? And in this luncheon is that everyone that attends has to be a part of an LLC or have one on their own. And what we do in there is that we all come up with different marketing strategies to help each other. That's the whole purpose of the luncheon. That means that if you are an artist in there, you do music, that means there's going to be somebody in there that do films. They're going to need music for their soundtrack. Let's get some of your stuff in there. Let's work on some of these licensing deals. If you are a business owner at all and you got 30-second commercial ads, if you have some with no dialogue and you need music, you need to be talking to the artist. If you are a truck driver and you have dispatches, but you need to make sure you got logos and different things like that, you need to be talking to a graphic designer or somebody who knows how to use AI to get the graphics that you need. Whatever it is, people need to be able to get and help and figure out ways they can help cross-promote each other. right? And not be willing to sit up here and too much worry about selling a service to somebody else. It's like, how can my business help your business? I'm in the film industry, you in the music industry, how can we help each other? You in the, you a lawyer, and okay, so what type of law you do? Okay, this person over here in commercial real estate. All right, so Mr. Commercial Real Estate person, when your building gets together, do you need somebody to come in and shoot footage? Or your So then now I got these people over here that shoot comedy skits. They could come over here and they could do a skit in one of your offices, and then while they're showing how beautiful the office is. So it's so many different avenues of ways that people could cross promote and help each other, and where their businesses can grow by using social media, since it's a free platform, versus people trying to find a way to sell each other. So the LLC luncheon is coming in 2025. I'm gonna give you more information about it, so you know, you'll want to come out and whatever. It's gonna be people from, you know, a lot of different industries that I deal with on my own, you know, with people I've talked to, even from banking industry to all these different things. I'm having them in the room, and we're going to eat, and what we ain't going to talk while we eat, because some people don't have manners.
Right.
But it'll be set up where it's, you know, it's going to be a nice little fly joint. I'm putting together the location, and yeah, yo, it's going to be dope. Where are you located? What state are you in?
Virginia.
You're in Virginia. All right. You're not too far from me. I'm in North Carolina. Right.
Okay.
So yeah, we could figure it out. Like, you know, we make sure. But like, you know, that's the whole purpose of it, because that's what we need more of. We need more think tanks, and we need more people understanding the power of networking, right? Mm-hmm. We don't need more people selling services. You know, we need clients, but we need people to know about the business. How are we gonna get the clients? You get what I'm saying? I know people who focus on direct mailing, and they know how to, you know, understand, you know how to pull lists to understand, like, okay, in this neighborhood, this is how many people got vacant properties. You might want to just not go, you know, whatever you do, so you don't waste your money. It's so many different things out here. People who make merch. So, yo, you might need to be walking around. You got a business. You got a business, you need to have t-shirts anyway. I don't care what it is. Don't talk to me about I don't wear this. No, stop playing. If you do any shopping or anything where you got leisure time, you need to have a t-shirt with your logo on it. You need to have something with your business, your walking billboard. How you wearing somebody else's clothes on days you're not working for somebody? Like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Everybody, I don't care. Like, whoever you are, you need a t-shirt with your business name, logo, QR code, something.
Mm-hmm. But that's good that you're doing that. And I just want to say this, because we talked about mindset before, and you said, you know, people just have to stop worrying about somebody selling them out and all this other stuff, or taking their stuff. Right. Like, that's a whole mindset shift, you know, as a people, that has to happen, because it has happened. You know, so many people have gotten hurt and burnt so many times. So it's kind of hard to be like, oh, well, what if they're going to do this? Or they heard stories about something else. Like, you know, there's always something that's there when we try to come together, you know, and I'm not talking about external, I'm just talking about within our own culture, you know,
I feel you.
You have that crab in the barrel mentality, and it's evident, or you have cliques, you have this and that. It's like that unity that needs to happen in order for us to really, truly, truly be able to build together. You know, that's the cross we have to take, you know, have to make, you know, across that bridge, and be able to do that, because we can be stronger. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about other cultures. Oh, they do this, they come, but they work together and they build, they help, they support. You know, I'm not saying it's everybody, because you have a lot of good people out here who's doing it. Like, you're doing it, I'm doing it, you know, as many others. But then there's also others out there that have that mentality because they've been hurt and burnt so many times.
Right.
And, you know, and I think once people really shift that mentality, then we can really get into and stay shifted in a positive forward manner. Then we can really see a lot of great results, more than what we see already.
That's a fact. And we got to be not afraid to do paperwork too. And I think in our community, so many people are afraid to do paperwork. That's why they got
that's how it happened. You gotta do NDAs, contracts.
They feel like it's a trust thing to do paperwork. Yeah. No, it's a I promise thing. This paperwork is something that I'm making my promise. I'm putting it in writing that this is what I'm going to bring to the table. Now you're saying you're going to bring this, and if you don't do or if I don't do what we say, it's right here saying what's that right done. We don't do that in our community, right? We just look at each other, we shake each other's hands, or we're jumping business with people, and they ain't on no paperwork.
But you know, even shaking a hand is supposed to be an honor system, but then people don't honor it.
Look, that's gone. Your word's supposed to be a bond, right?
Exactly.
It's supposed to be, but we know.
We gotta have documents.
Listen, I watched the movie. What was it called? It was a story about McDonald's. Bill Murray. What's my man? Michael Keaton.
I think it was
Michael Keaton. Was the lead in that movie, right? And it was about the McDonald's franchise and how it started, and how the fact that he was able to become pretty much a real estate developer through the incorporation of McDonald's while selling burgers and stuff. They wound up doing a contract where they shook on it versus them putting it in the paperwork. And because they did not, they went out of business, they died broke, the actual creators of it. But if they wanted the 1% perpetuity for life, now if they would have just put it in the paperwork, then that means that they family right now, the same people, they would have been billionaires right now to this day. Right. But they did not do the paperwork. So I'm saying to people, it should be an honor system amongst shaking somebody's hand. But at the end of the day, shake their hand after they sign the paperwork so it could be like a double, right? Because you only are helping the person to understand that you are taking accountability, like, yo, versus them taking it like it's personal against them. No, I'm saying that this is what I'm going to do. Yeah, it's not a contract just to you, it's to us.
That's it.
Right? And if we do that, right, more, then we can get out of that, help get out of the spirit, because that's a spirit right there about when you can't trust people, because, you know, a lot of times we don't take accountability for our part in why these people birthed us, right? I don't care, just because I love you don't mean that I was supposed to give you the bank account number.
Right.
Just because I grew up with you since we've been 8, don't mean you're supposed to have had access to this. You're just supposed to stay here.
Yeah.
And this is what this says. If you stay here, then me and you ain't never got to not be friends no more. The reason why we're not friends is because it was over the money. It's never over nothing else other than money. When people don't become friends in business. Right. You know, very seldom it's over another human being, whether, you know, that goes on. But most of the time, it's over the money because there's no paperwork.
Or it's over a person. Exactly. And in some cases, it could be just because people want to be able to have that recognition. They want to be that one to say, oh, yeah, this happened. I did it. You know, I mean, I'm the type of person, like, especially in the event world, I'm that type of person, like, if I know of another planner and my plate is full and somebody comes to me with an opportunity and I can't do it, I'd be like, look, I got the next best person for you. Right. There's not too many people that do that, you know?
Right.
If I had at times where, you know, people want to learn from me and I'm like, okay, well, let's set it up in a certain way that we're both benefiting out of it. You get yours. I can, you know, see how I can, you know, ride off of your platform a little bit. You don't want to do that. So it's like, you know, you got to kind of break. It's an inner work in everybody that has to be done, you know, but you got to break that cycle within yourself so that way you can give in a component, you know, in that manner. And then you can be able to say, yes, we could come together and do that. Yes, I could take on that opportunity. Or yes, you could teach me this way, but you could be a part of the project too. Sometimes they just want to own the information and keep moving, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you got to. But hey, I don't let it change me. I'm gonna still be me.
Well, that's the good thing about going through something, right? Because the thing that changes people is when they don't go through something and it's their first time experiencing something. So then now they're completely over it. It changes them because they're not used to overcoming. And I think that's the thing, especially people who are used to always winning or always things working out a certain way for them, don't understand that on your road of your purpose, it's just because it's your purpose doesn't mean that it's going to be the yellow brick road for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people, they falter it, because some people use religion as a means to say that that's why life should be easy. They got this relationship with God. They go to this church. They pay this tithe. They wear this outfit. Mm-hmm. And so they feel like, yo, because of all these things, everything for my life should be easier. But they don't understand, like, the power of manifestation comes from not you, from something outside. It comes from within you to attract it to you. Right? But then that's a mindset shift of its own, because now it's almost like people say, oh my God, I can't say God gonna give it to me. I ain't saying you can't say who gonna give it to you. I'm just saying that how you gonna get it is how you gonna get it from him. It ain't just because you want him to drop it out the sky. Now, I know that for some people, they have the miracles that happen to them where they can say, yes, this is from God. Wholeheartedly, I understand that. But what I don't understand is that how people feel like because your relationship with God, that means that your life is supposed to be easy. That's not part of your purpose, because you can't have a testimony without a test. I don't care who you are. You can't. You can't have a testimony without a test, you know. So we got to go through something.
Exactly. I say to this day, even though I think the pandemic put me in the most hardest place I've been. Now, I was a single mom. You know what I'm saying? So I've been there, like, in that grit. But that pandemic had my mind like, wait a minute. You know, because when you get to a place where you don't know where your money's coming from, and that's what you have coming in from your business, and you got bills, you know, it's like you forget everything. Everything else. But if it wasn't for the pandemic and the hardship that it caused, I wouldn't be right here before you right now, because
I'm trying to tell you,
I was in my comfort zone. Like, I've done, like I said, every great thing I did, I was behind a logo or I was behind somebody else's project. I'll pop out. Oh, hey, this is Sasha. I'll pop back in. I wanted to be great in the shadows. So if it wasn't for the pandemic, I would never have made that pivot. I don't think I would have made that pivot. So, and then when it got to that place, like I said before, I was just like, ooh, I don't want to do this. I was still like, well, I don't think I want to do this. But I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity. I just felt like that way, sometimes there's ways of opportunity that's out there. And if we don't jump on it, when we're supposed to jump on it. And we all know deep inside when we're supposed to move. You know, that's the intuition or the discernment. We all know when we're supposed to move. Sometimes we don't move because of fear. It might come back around. You know, sometimes maybe that first move would have been the easy one. The second time would have been the hard one. But you got to go through a little bit, but you're still going to get it. And, you know, and it was just like, I really felt it so strong. And if I didn't, like, just relaunch and do it the way I really felt in my heart to do it, is where I'm at now, I just felt like I would miss it. And I felt like that would be the last opportunity I would have. That's and I would want to be in a place of the woulda, shoulda, coulda, and all this. I know I missed the boat before, you know, your destiny boat many times. I'm like, no, I got to jump on this one. And when I did, everything opened up. Everything.
And that's how it worked, because you're right, that pandemic had everybody looking at things differently, looking at poles differently. Some people was like, yo, matter of fact, walking by light poles, like, can I swing it? Because, you know, like, whatever, because I'm telling you, it had you in a space where you was like, yo, I don't know. But the good thing is that you did that and you overcame and you kept pushing and you became who you are now, and you out here and you helping people. So this is what we want to do, because I want to make sure that the people that watch tonight and the people who are going to watch the playback, they get the, you know, understand a few things. So before we get out of here, I need you to do me a favor. I know we have a link tree. I am going to post that so people can actually click on the link and get to you. Okay. But just for, you know, general purposes, would you mind telling people how they can reach out to you and how they can get in contact with you?
Yeah. So I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Sasha Walton, S-A-C-H-A, Walton. That's LinkedIn and Facebook. On Instagram, I'm That Girl Sash, S-A-C-H. You can reach out to me there, or you could just email me, info@swimgtgroup.com. You can reach out to me there. If you can't remember anything, just Google me, Sasha Walton, and everything on me will pop up, my socials and everything.
Yeah, so I say that all the time, but I think people, they think it's something, you know, when they do the Google thing for me, all my music stuff come up. So it's kind of difficult. So I be like, all right, back. So, but I love to throw that out there too, myself. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, yo.
Oh, it's a real thing. Just Google me.
I've been using these hashtags for so long now. So now I'd be like, yo, just type in the hashtag #Rawin anyway, and you'll find me. Because, listen, I'd be trying. But I'm thankful. I'm about to follow you right now on Instagram and stuff. But, okay. Yeah, I'm so thankful for you coming on here, sharing a bit of your story with us. And, you know, just in that motivation space, too, because very seldom do we have entrepreneurs that are able to motivate people, too, right? Like, you know, not only are you, you know, tonight you was like, yo, you know, this is all the things I do. And I know for a lot of women, they probably like, dad, yo, like, she do a whole lot. But not knowing that you've gone through so much, man, you know, from jobs to being a single mom to going through the pandemic alone as a single mom, rebranding yourself, restructuring yourself, coming from out the shadows like Batman with no mask on. You know what I'm saying? And to be who you are now. So I think that is really motivating. I hope a lot of women, like I said, that watch this, really get into their bag and say, yo, listen, I can do more than what I'm doing. Not because you don't feel like you supposed to, just because you have a purpose too. That's why I don't believe, I better not get into this because then we'll be here for another hour. But I was getting ready to say, that's why I don't believe in this whole thing when it comes down to people saying, like, you know, that, you know, men and women's traditional roles should be this way, because I believe everybody has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that all the time that your God gave you the gift for women just to be somebody's mom or something like that. Mm-hmm. I still think that in the sense of you being a mom, you still had a bigger purpose, right? Yeah. To be here, and an experience that needs to be shared, or an idea or a thought process that people could, mm-hmm. you know, really gravitate to because it's you, you know? And so, I hope people are motivated after this. And I hope a lot of men that watched the playback too, still put it in their mindset too. Like, yo, bro, don't sit around and just wallow in what you don't have. You know, this young lady right here, she jumped out the window and put a few things on her plate. So that means that you as a man, you should be able to put a few extra things on your plate.
Exactly. You know, and if I can say this one last thing before we go, like what you said, you know, just do it, you know. If you do it without a plan, just do it, then plan, or however you want to go, just to kind of get out your nerves. But don't be afraid to ask for help. And if you can't do it by yourself, don't be afraid to ask for help. That's it.
That's it, y'all. That goes for everybody. Put your pride down if you know you need help, or don't be afraid to let people know you need help. If help ain't there, just at least you told people, right, that you need it. Put it in the atmosphere for it to come back to you. But, yo, thank you so much, Sasha. I really appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. To all the people that watch tonight, thank y'all for jumping on. And, you know, I appreciate y'all. And like we do each and every week, I tell y'all, man, just don't ever forget. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week. Oh, Sasha, don't go nowhere real quick. We're going to chop a little bit offline. But to the rest of y'all, till next week, y'all know what we do, y'all. Peace.
Peace.